This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The medical killing of a Dutch woman orchestrated by her doctor last year was done under horrific circumstances that seemed to demand investigation. The doctor was cleared of charges. But now, in a strange twist, the case has been reopened. However, those hoping for protection of the vulnerable may be disappointed. At least one anti-euthanasia advocate says the move may be seeking to gain from courts a super precedent that could make killing patients a normal cause of death. LifeNews.com says that Snopes should not be trusted on the issue of abortion. In two of three cases, Snopes says LifeNews.com was right. But in the third case, Snopes used her old Arizona House record to defend Arizona Representative Krista Sinema against her U.S. House vote. Sinema does accept abortion until birth, as shown in her vote on U.S. House Bill 36 last year. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, after Amendment 1 passed last week, West Virginians are no longer paying for abortion. And a Rasmussen poll finds most Americans oppose impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, something promised by abortion-friendly Democrats for next year. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.